Rav Menachem Goldstein, Mitzvah Torah, Perek Dalid, number 21.
So we spoke about the three occasions that cause that the Shekhinah is bocha, crying. Someone that is able to learn Torah and is not busy with the Torah. Other one is Parnas, like president, that's becoming proud on the community with no reason. And the third one, the Maharal explained why on these points, because it's lack of something which is belongs to him. Yes, so the most belong thing to the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Torah. And also this someone that is a leader and he doesn't behave correct way towards his community, that's why it's close to Hashem, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu dislike it. And the community, he care for the community. So, and the third option was someone that doesn't have money, and in spite of all the difficulties, is busy with the Torah. Yes, so that's also once again that the Kodesh Baruch Hu appreciating that. And now we are saying like that. ואלו השלושה הם חלוקה הכרחית. These three that's obligated to occur. Why? או שנמצאו אחר העדר, והוא מי שאי אפשר לו לעסוק בתורה ועוסק, or that this is occasion that was lack, and like someone that he is not able to learn Torah, even so he is learning. That means after the lack. וזה נמצא אחר העדר. Yes, what's העדר? That there is lack of money, and even so he is busy with the Torah. The other option, או העדר שהוא לדבר שראוי שיהיה, נמצא ולא נמצא. The second one is lack for something which is suitable to be and is not existing. Yes? That means suitable should be occur, that everyone should learn Torah, and that doesn't occur. So that's the lack of the Torah. Yes? So what the difference? The previous was someone that doesn't have money, lack of money, and even so is busy with the Torah. Second one, someone that his lack is that he's not learning Torah. And the third one, the one that is proud. So that's occasions that not suitable. He's not, he doesn't deserve to be leader. He doesn't deserve to be the president of the community. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him this preference in order to help others, and he's not doing that. ועל זה יש בוודאי הבחייה, כאשר הוא דבר שאינו רואי בעצמו. I'm on the right, Carmen, about 9 lines from the bottom. ועוד יש לך לדעת, כי אלו שלושה אינם לפי השכל והדעת כלל. והוא התברך אשר הוא השכל והדעת. לכך הוא בוכה על שלושה שאינם לפי השכל. So because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what the wise way to do things and how should it be, so that's why he's crying on these three options of luck. כי אין ראוי השכל והדעת שהיא עוסק בתורה. Yes, normally, ואי אפשר לו לפי תורך פרנסתו מזונותיו. Normally, it shouldn't occur that someone that is not able is starving and still will continue learn Torah. And also the opposite. וכן אין לו לפי השכל והדעת שיהיה דבר זה כי אפשר לעסוק בתורה ואין עוסק. According to the wisdom, also it's not suitable that someone that has free time and is not learning. And the third option, וכן פרנס שהוא מתגאה על העם בכוח. The third one that is proud and by forces controlling and ruling the people with no reason. כל אלו אינם לפי השכל והדעת. All these three cases are not according to the wisdom and the דעת. That's why, ולכן הקדוש ברוך הוא, אשר הוא השכל והדעת, בוכה עליהם. ומזה תדע, now I'm coming to the left column. ומזה תדע כמה גדול מעלתו כאשר עוסק בתורה מתוך הדוחה. So by that we can know what the preference level of this one that is busy with the Torah, even that is struggling his difficulties. והפך זה גם כן פחיתתו, the opposite, how much is lower level כאשר אפשר לעסוק בתורה ואין עוסק, when he is able to be busy with the Torah and he is not busy. וכן פרנס המתגאה לציבור בחינם, also someone that is פרנס, that means leader, with no reason is becoming proud on others, כי השררה והממשלה הוא דבר גדול שמסתרר על אחרים בכוח וביד חזקה, because being ruling others is something big, that is controlling others by power, by a strong hand. ובוודאי דבר גדול כמו זה אין להיות בחיים, so that shouldn't occur. ועל זה הקדוש ברוך הוא בוכה, זאת אומרת הקדוש ברוך הוא זקן, ואבן הדברים האלו מאוד. גם אמרו, אם ידבק בתורה ולא יקפיד על הניות, סוף שיגיע גם כן אל השירות. He's bringing another source similar to that. He's not saying where that's from, but saying if someone is attached to the Torah, even that he's poor, so on the end he will become rich. ודבר זה מבואר בפרקים, ממדלת משנה יוד א', yes, I think that's פרקי אובס. What said there? אצל המקיים תורה מעוני, עיין שם. I think the sentence of Chazal is like that. כל המקיים תורה מעוני, סופו לקיימה מאושר. Yes, that even he was sacrificing himself to learn the Torah, so that Hashem will help him, that he will be rich afterwards. ומכל שכן, כאשר אין לו עניות, and of course someone that is, he is not poor, ויש לו במה להתפרנס, he has enough incomes, שבשביל עושרו לא יעזוב התורה, of course, because he is rich, he shouldn't be living the Torah. וכמו שאמרו, המבטל תורה מאושר, סופה לבטל מעוני. Wow, that's the opposite sentence. Yes, if someone is like wasting his time because he's rich and is not busy with the Torah, on the end he will be losing his money because of being poor. ויותר מזה, כאשר אדם עוסק בתורה והוא עני, אז נחשב תורתו שהיא תורה בעצם. More than that, when person is busy with the Torah and is poor, אז נחשב תורתו שהיא תורה בעצם ולא תורה שהיא במקרה. Yes, that then is considered that is really attached to the Torah, not it occurred. Okay, I want to explain you expressions. Yes, there is philosophic way to analyze things. That's already started from the time of the Greeks. So I will bring example and then I will interpret his sentence. The example is a table. Yes? So this table is square, four sides. Okay? That's במקרה. It's not בעצם. Why? Because I could make it occurred like that. It can be different. I can make round table, like the catering tables of the sukkah. Okay? That's נקרא במקרה. What's בעצם? This table is made of wood. That's normal. Yes? That has legs. Every table is made of wood, and every table, not every, okay, that's the normally, and every table has legs to stand on, yes? So that's what it is saying. When someone is busy with the Torah, and even that is poor, that's Torah, which is the inner, the inside, the essence, the real Torah, yes? Because he's sacrificing for Torah. He moved himself from material purpose targets on life into spiritual targets on life. Yes, he has a different way on his life. Mm-hmm. That's בעצם. אחר שאין העוני מבטל תורתו. Yes, אבל כאשר עוסק בתורה, כאשר יש לו פנאי מעסקיו, נחשב תורתו שהיא במקרה. But someone, the opposite side, the rich person that is learning Torah and he has enough time, that here it's not such a case that considered be'etzim. It's not the essence, It's occurred like that. Many people rich are using their time for hockey and bridge and games, yes, and gambling, and he, instead of that is sitting in Lerantoya using it. So that's bemikre, that's occurred, but not without the mesirus nefesh. So it doesn't make him to be on a higher level. וזהו פחיתות גדול לתורה שאין המקרה נחשב מציאות כלל. For that, that's considered like luck. Why? Because what occurred is not the real the reality. ובפרק חלק, now I'm studying the second paragraph of the left column, page י"ח. ובפרק חלק, yes, by the way, that this פרק speaks a lot about midrashei chazal, about olam haba, about punishments on Gan Eden, Gehinnom, about history, what occurred on Midbar and sinners and the way of judging above. So בפרק חלק נואף אישה חסר לב. אמר יש לוקיש, זה עלוי מיותר על פרוקים, שנאמר כי נעים כי תשמרים בבטנך, היכונו יחדיו על שפתיך. So it's very severe. What the Shlokish is saying, there is pasuk on Mishlei. The pasuk is saying someone that having relationships with a woman, married woman, chasar lev, is like is missing his heart. Yes. So Amar Shlokish, Shlokish is interpreting that in different way, saying that loy metoyra, someone that is learning Torah sometimes, yes, one day yes, one day not, is not fixed with the Torah. Kinaim and improving that, kinaim ki tishmerim bivitnecha, ikonu yachdav asfatecha, saying the level of the Torah, such holy thing that should be always. So now he's starting to interpret it. Hamamar hazeh bal vayer ki haTorah lefi ma'alata umedregata en ro'i shiyeh alimud ba shelo bikviut, v'davar zeh pchitut gadol haTorah. The level of the Torah is when it's not that so holy that it's not suitable for us to be sometimes learning. Yes, you know where people who learn and become like modern, and they enjoyed what they learned when they were kids. So sometimes they even. Even that we weren't keeping Shabbos, they opened the books to learn. Yes, so it's good that at least he's learning, but that shows that he's not appreciating the Torah to make it his way of life, just making that for his own enjoyment. Yes, כי התורה אין ראוי, according to the level of the Torah, אין ראוי שיהיה לימוד שבא שלא בקביעות. בקביעות, should be fixed. ודבר זה פחיתות גדול לתורה, כי הוא דומה למי שנואף עם אישה שאין לו אישה מיוחדת. It's similar to this person that having relationships with married woman, that he doesn't have his own אישה, woman. שאין החילוק בין מי שיש לו אישה מיוחדת ובין מי שאין לו אישה, לומר שזה יש לו אישה והוא רגיל אצלה, ולזה יש לו אישה אבל אין רגיל אצלה, רק דרך זנות. שאין הדבר כך, רק מי שיש לו אישה מיוחדת אומר אליו שיש לו אישה. ומי שיש לו זונה אומרים עליו שאין לו אישה כלל. Yes? So someone that doesn't have his own woman, so we are not saying he has a woman that is not with her always. No, he doesn't have a woman. That's like harlot, that sometimes he, but someone that is married has his own woman. So we should treat the Torah like our wife, like to be attached with. So, כי הזונה שלא יחדה אליו ודרך מקרה בעליה לא נקרא שיש לו אישה כלל. This harlot that is not a unit for him, not dedicated for him, it's occurred. So then it doesn't consider that he has a wife at all. וכן מי שלומד תורה לפרקים ובמקרה, same thing with someone learning Torah sometimes. It occurred, just on case. אין עכשיו שיש לו תורה. It's not considered that he has Torah. והוא עד רבה נחשב פחיתות, is luck, כמו שנחשב פחיתות כאשר יש לו זונה. Same as it's lower level that he has the harlot. כי דבר שהוא במקרה הוא פחיתות, כי המקרה הוא תפל אצל דבר שהוא בעצם. That's another philosophical definition. To say something that is occurred compared to something which is really, that's בעצם. So occurred, it's not definating, but something which is really the essence, that's okay, that's the whole time like that. Yes, that's the trait, תכונות, yes? ואם כן הדבר הזה הוא פחיתות לתורה לעשות אותה תפל אחר. By that, it's lack of the Torah to make it like annullified, like nothing. כי התורה היא עיקר ואינה תפילה אצל דבר אחר. The Torah shouldn't be like it occurred or not. That's the main thing. ומה שאמר חסר לב, what he was saying, like missing his heart, רצונו לומר שאינו נחשב המקרה מציאות. Something which occurred is חסר לב. You are missing the livelihood. Lev is the source of life. Yes, whenever the lev is pumping, you are still alive. Yes, when someone becoming weak before his death is... So this heart starting to be slower, slower, slower till one line. Yes, no, there isn't dofek on the heart. So he's saying the same thing. Someone that occurred that is learned Torah is not the whole time with the Torah. So there isn't Torah. Ki amikre sheino davar atzmi eino nechshav mitzuot klal. Something that just occurred, it's like mistake. It's not the reality. וכן יש לומר פשט הכתוב גם כן כי האישה היא השלמת מציאות האדם שעל ידה האדם שלם. Now he is interpreting that from the third direction. He explains the lev, he explains the noef, yes, and now he is explaining the comparison to woman, saying that we know, at least we should know, that everyone should be married because that's his second half. Yes, he should be married. That's completing his existence. Yes? Ketuv on Bereshis, I forgot the pasuk. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Adam Rishon the woman, Vayi Adam. Okay? So you become Adam. Adam, you are becoming after you have your wife. So, וכאשר יש לו אישה מיוחדת, יש לו מציאות בעצם לא במקרה. So when he has a dedicated woman, so that's his own reality, not just by chance. אבל כאשר הוא נועף אישה, שדבר זה במקרה בלבד, but when he is having just relationship with a woman which occurred, לפי תאוותו, according to this desire שמגיע לו, הנה נחשב מציאות של מקרה, that's not reality, that's just in case. וזהו נועף אישה חסר לב. וככה תוירה שהיא השלמת האדם, same thing, the Torah which is completing his personality, that considered אישה, תורה תקרא אישה בכל מקום. שגם כן, שעל ידה גם כן השלמת האדם, זה תורה, the same as woman is completing me, so the Torah is completing me by improving my מידות, yes? ואם לומד התורה לפרקים, דבר זה אינו רק במקרה, לכך הוא חסר לב, but if he's sometimes learning, sometimes not, so that's considered just in chance, so that's why he's חסר לב, is missing the reality, is missing the reality. שכך אמרו אצל אישה, מי שאין לו אישה, לא נקרא אדם. The Gemara in Yevamos is saying, if you are missing the woman, you haven't complete your structure as a person, as אדם. וזה שאמר, כי נעים, כי תשמר בבטניך, יקונו יחדיו על שפתיך, ואין השמירה מסכנה, מהסכנה דרך הרי. The same as person is guarding himself from dangerous the whole time, not by just that occurred. Let's say someone is driving from neighborhood to another neighborhood. He will be careful not to make accidents with no person, with no cars. He will follow the lights and he will follow the rules and the signs and the laws of the transportation. Yes? So the same thing if person is together, is keeping himself with the Torah, that's the reality. Yes, that's the way that it should be. Okay, that's okay. For today. Thank you. Sorry.